live by this faith. All that we've said about faith applies here. There is such joy, such supernatural satisfaction in believing. And I know what I'm saying, and there may be people all around you who may have once believed but have now apostatized. The three closing fruits of the Holy Spirit are a surprise. Modesty, continency, and chastity. Modesty is that virtue by which I inspire others to live a chaste life. Is the devil ever using, shall I say it, the feminine gender to seduce millions into the most devastating crimes of sex in world history? The latest average cost of American advertising each year is $170 billion. I know you don't live 14 years in New York City without learning a lot of things. Part of the advertising industry is to use sex to sell otherwise unsaleable products. And remember, this retreat is not just for ourselves, it's for others. For the courage it takes, say for a father, to tell his daughter, Mabel, Jane, Jean, whatever her name, I'm not happy with the way you're dressing. And this, I think I should say this too, is where you remember you're making this retreat not just for yourselves, but for others. You husbands have an apostolate to help your wives. Am I clear? Eleventh fruit of the Holy Spirit, continency. Remember, we've distinguished between pleasure and happiness. Pleasure is what the evil spirit provides. Happiness is what the Holy Spirit promises and gives. Continency is deep interior chastity. In other words, chastity of mind, chastity of imagination. In Detroit, you know, I know better than I know Chicago. One block is enough to on the main street. All kinds of adult either video shows, adult movies, which as you know is a synonym for sexual conspiracy. Dear Lord, where do we begin? Where do you have a life of continency and then summary chastity, the 12th fruit of the Holy Spirit, in a world that has canonized lechery? We beg you, we plead with you, to the merits of your mother, to give us the grace to find that satisfaction which you give us, responding to your divine will. Mary, Mother of God, cause of our joy, obtain from Jesus the light we need to know where happiness lies, and the strength we need to resist the seduction of the evil spirit, so that enjoy the fruits of the Holy Spirit you honor, we may find that everlasting happiness for which we were made. Amen. Father, and the Son, Holy Spirit, amen. I won't apologize for prolonging these meditations to a full hour. Thanks for your patience. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
O Mary, conceived without sin.
Pray for us sinners,
in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.